This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. Town Meeting Day is next week, and for many communities, the item that will be getting the most attention has to do with schools. NHPR reporter Jason Moon joins me now to talk about what's on the ballot for schools around the state this year. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Peter.
So a lot of school-related warrant articles on the ballot. Are there any trends among towns?
Yeah, well, one that jumps out right away is school building projects. There are several big renovations or construction projects or remodeling projects around the state. Just as an example, in the Raymond School District, officials there are hoping to expand the Lamprey River Elementary School. It would cost around $9 million. At the moment, they're relying on a lot of portable classrooms. And I was talking to a school official there today who told me that they use their cafeteria as their gym, but the cafeteria isn't big enough to fit all the students in for PE. So some students are actually doing gym inside their classroom by just pushing the desks to the edge of the classroom. So it kind of puts the need for some of these schools in perspective. Now, that expansion proposal came up for a vote last year. It lost by just 19 votes. We'll see what happens this year.
Okay. And we should point out that the state's school building aid program has been on hold for almost a decade now.
Yes, and that's an excellent point, because that program used to really help local school districts with these projects. Once upon a time, the state could pick up half the tab for a school building project. That's not the case anymore, and that really drives the conversations in these local districts. Ellen Small, she's the superintendent of the Raymond School District. Here's how she put it.
You know, there was a few years where we thought, well, we'll wait for building aid to come back, and it never did. So then a couple of years ago, the board asked our representatives to come in and talk to them about it, and they were not encouraging that it would ever come back.
And so without that state aid, it's made it really hard to get these big ticket items passed on town meeting day just because of the sticker shock. A good example of that is in Newmarket. They're hoping to build an addition and then renovate both the elementary and high schools. But it's going to cost $39 million, which would be the biggest project in the town's history. As far as I can tell, it would be the biggest school project in the state this year. And it's difficult for local taxpayers to swallow that kind of price.
All right. So a lot of towns looking to make this the year when they finally get their construction projects underway. What other proposals are coming up for a vote?
Well, another notable trend is full-day kindergarten. It's sort of continuing its spread across the state. There's going to be votes in Milford, Northwood, Greenland, Stratford, among others.
And unlike the school building aid issue, there seems to be momentum building for state support of full-day kindergarten programs.
Right. That's a good point. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have put forward proposals to offer some kind of state support for full-day kindergarten. Governor Chris Sununu put it in his budget. Democrats have been trying to put it in the adequacy formula for years. So it does seem like this year might be the year where school districts start getting money for full-day kindergarten programs. Up until now, districts that do offer full-day kindergarten have been doing it all on their own. So this might be the year it happens, but still worth pointing out that we are well behind the national average for the number of kindergarten-age students in a full-day program. These issues aren't entirely separate. Some schools can't offer full-day kindergarten program because they don't have the space, and they don't have the space because they can't afford to build an addition.
So, in other words, one town meeting at a time.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, NHPR's Jason Moon. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Peter.